Welcome, Fellowship. My name is Daniel McGarry. I am the creative pastor here at Fellowship, and I am joined today by my friend Mark Hackett, and today we are talking men's ministry. We have a men's conference coming up on April 15th, and Mark and I co-lead a men's group that meets roughly every other Wednesday on up at the church office, and we just talk about practical living as a Christian. We're going through a quick book, and we're here today to talk about men's ministry. So, Mark, tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is going to be fun. Probably the past 12 to 18 months, this really probably started 18 months ago. We as a church kind of realized we didn't really have a men's ministry. And that was identified as at least one of the primary sources for why we do have some guys at Fellowship who feel disconnected, have had a hard time getting plugged in. And, you know, in that time, there's been kind of several efforts to change that. Most of those efforts have been related to just trying to get guys connected, whether that's in small groups or what we call circles now, or some kind of bigger events like lunches after Sunday service, things like that. And, you know, we've seen some mixed results, some good things and some things that didn't work in that time. But it's really gotten to the point where we feel like we have, in that process, some guys really kind of stood up and said they want to play a bigger role here at Fellowship and in men's ministry moving forward. And so we decided, really over the past 5-6 months, that it's time to start really putting some structure into men's ministry and actually start having a real conversation about what that tangibly looks like.
And when you say men's ministry, you mean just like gathering together, eating breakfast together, just real surface level stuff, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what men's ministry has been for a while now. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, right. we see that in, the early church, like really through church history, like Christians gather together over food and to talk and
the bar is
and
can
figure
you
things
eat?
Out. Yeah, exactly. Which everyone can do. So.
So obviously what we're hoping to accomplish with having this conversation is just drawing us towards something a little bit more serious when it comes to men's ministry. Obviously we can gather together, we can eat. By the way, the women's ministry is just killing us in this department
in terms of
like women have such good opportunities to get plugged in, go deeper, have some small groups that they can gather in. And us as men, we're just kind of, we're not getting to their level.
Yet. Sure.
And so that's an area that we have identified that, as men there, we need to have some leadership step up to kind of fill that gap. But also, we need men to say, that's something that I desire as well. It's great that we can gather for meals, and it's great that we can have some conversations here and there on Sunday morning, but we really want to provide a space for men to go deeper. And so that's a little bit of what the Restore, Renew, Reconnect conference is coming up on April 15th. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. So, over the past 12 to 18 months, I've talked to some of our staff, a few of our elders, just a lot of the guys in the congregation, just to try to get a sense of how to move this thing forward. And, you know, when you talk to that many people, you're going to get all kinds of stuff right. All of it's helpful. But, you know, I was really looking for some common threads that we could start bringing guys together around on. And we originally wanted to do a retreat, but apparently in our post-COVID world, retreat centers are booked up like
they're
a year in advance. So that'll have to wait. An actual retreat will have to wait till next year. But we felt, the need and desire is urgent enough that we needed to move forward now. So we put together this this men's conference on April 15th. Some of those common threads I mentioned. So it's a one day conference. In the morning time, there'll be some time set aside to meet one another, fellowship. I think Sam Brightside is going to lead a short little worship service, which will be great. And following that, the rest of the morning is going to really be focused on kind of the bones of our church. Something that came up in a lot of my conversations is There's some confusion on our history as a church. You know, unfortunately, there are some ugly things in our past that maybe could have been handled a little better. And I think there's still some unanswered questions and confusion around, I mean, really our church for the past 20 years. And I think, you know, in that people also want to hear some of the good things too, you know. Fellowship has done a lot of good over the years. We've also struggled. So mm-hmm. there's gonna be a whole section that's like almost like a history class on Fellowship Memphis. It's gonna be really good. And following that, there'll be a brief section on essential and non-essential doctrines. So, you know, like most churches, we have a statement saying this is what we think is like critically important as believers. Mm-hmm. Here's some random things that we think are, you know, important, but a little less important. And we're gonna learn really a new way of thinking about, you know, through some of those questions of how we even decide, you know, what's mm-hmm. important or not. But yeah, and then really after that, the rest of the day is focused on hearing from a few other men about what we think are, you know, in today's world where we have a secularizing society and, you know, we obviously have some challenges here at Fellowship, what we think are our personal challenges as men are in these environments. And after that, we're going to actually turn it over to all the guys who come to this and have them talk about what they think they need personally from a men's ministry, what they need from our leadership at Fellowship, mm-hmm. and give us some ideas on how we can move this thing forward. So, you know, I would say, you know, some of what I just said is really important, like understanding our history, how we think about essential and non-essential doctrines. But I think the real thing that makes this conference important is that if you're there, you're going to get a say in how not just men's ministry moves forward, but how Fellowship Memphis moves forward. Mm-hmm. So this is a really important opportunity. It's also a really exciting opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And just to be clear, we are looking for leaders.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. If you attend, you might be asked to lead something.
Yes.
And you might be asked to lead something before you think you're ready.
Yeah.
But you showing up kind of means you're ready.
Yeah. And I would even add to that, like when I started having some of these conversations over the past 12 to 18 months, like I realized early on, like I'm a little in over my head and mm-hmm. you know, I learned as I went, like I talked to Jay, I talked to some of other staff, like there were, yeah, we have some really smart people in our church who can help, you know, if you want to lead, but you're not sure if you're ready yet, whether that's like a book study or something fun some guys do once a month, whatever it is, you know, we have resources in our church to help answer some questions for you mm-hmm. and move you along.
And when we say men, we're talking guys around 16 and older. So that doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. mean that you got to be 45 and have a family.
Sure.
That means if you are a man around the age of 16 and up, we're asking for you to come on April 15th to this. And by the end of it, we're hoping that on the back end of the conference, we have a list of men who have a good idea, have clarity around where men's ministry is going at Fellowship, and are helping to lead that as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you know, we were talking before we started recording about, you know, this isn't really like a kind of like an old school style of leadership where it's like, okay, we need to do 1, 2, 3, and everything's going to be great. This is more about guys learning how to start leaning on each other and asking questions and relying on one another to just figure out what it means to follow Jesus in a mm-hmm. very strange cultural time. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So yeah, where can people sign up?
Sure. So if you go to Fellowship Memphis's website, oh gosh, there's like six ways to get to the conference.
Yep.
Now, I'll actually turn that question back to you. What's the best way to get to that?
That's a great question, Mark. So, so you can actually go to our grow tab on the website that has events, and you should be able to find it there. Just kind of scroll down to where you see April. And then also there's a little plus button on the bottom right, and that will be one of the top options there. It says men's conference. Conference 2023, or you can head over to fellowship.news. The links all lead you to the same place. So no matter where you find it, you can also just search the website for Men's Conference. Anywhere you find it, it's all going to lead you to the same place, which is allowing you to register, get all the details. And then there is a cost of $20 for the day to help cover our cost of food. And yeah, you can register online. We look at that weekly and making sure we're following up with guys. And if you consider yourself plugged in at Fellowship and have not signed up or registered yet, just be aware that someone's probably going to contact you and ask you, hey, would you like to come? We'd love to have you there. So please go ahead and preemptively register for that. And yeah.
And I would also add, you know, if you're one of our female members listening to this podcast, I would encourage your husband or, you know, significant mm-hmm. other to sign up. Because I think we as men have a lot to learn from the women in our church. The women in our church have led exceptionally well, and we would love your help in pushing all of our men toward you know, living in community with you better.
Yeah. And then also on that, if you're unable to come on the 15th, we know that's not a date that's going to work for everyone. Please reach out and just make yourself known that you would like to be involved. You would like to have your say. You would like to be able to lead something if possible. This isn't the end all opportunity to get involved mm-hmm. with men's ministry. This is just kind of a gathering that we're hoping to kind of draw a line on the calendar and say men's ministry, we're starting in a positive, in a great direction from this day forward.
Yep, absolutely. My email address is at the bottom of the conference registration site. So if you can't make it and you do want to be a part of this anyways, just feel free to reach out to me and we'll figure it out.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys. And any other questions, please reach out to either Mark or myself. You can find our info on the website, on the registration. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks.